Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call on this Focus Friday, firmly on course until successful. I'm using Proverbs 4:25 in the Amplify, which reads, "Let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose, and let your gaze be straight before you." Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We bow down before you. We thank you for this Focus Friday as we are firmly on course until successful. Father, we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything else will be added unto us. And we thank you for this a new day that you have allowed for us to wake up in, God. And so we make you bigger than any situation that we would endure today, God. And we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Right now, I pray that you would continue to do great and new things in their lives and that every single need in their life will be met. Give them joy unspeakable. Give them your strength, your wisdom, and your knowledge to continue to move forward in the kingdom, oh God. And so we lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you. We lift up Artists International. We lift up every distributor. We lift up our executive vice president, Dr. Raphael Spiller, to you, and we pray that new and greater things will continue to happen in Artists International and that the appointments that we have will continue to change lives all around the world, God. I speak that every need will be met in the name of Jesus and that we will lack nothing, Father. I thank you this morning for the speaker that will come forth, and I pray that this line will be clear, free, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed will prosper in the name of Jesus. And I pray that as we delve into this line, that the mission will be done, that we will be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as we begin our day. So we thank you, God, for your presence here on the Master's Call. Our eyes and our ears and our hearts are open to receive what thus says the Lord. And we pray right now that your will be done in this day as we are firmly on course until successful and we are focused and reloaded. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to bring to you the line, our hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Queen, Mississippi Queen, take it away.
Praise God. Well, thank you, Minister Tiffany, and I give God glory for another day, another opportunity to be with God's people this morning. Thank you so much for seating and greeting us and giving us that powerful, powerful prayer, bringing us before the Lord and giving us that tag, Focus Friday, firmly on course until we're successful. Amen. Until we're successful. Well, good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Praise God. It is Friday. We give God glory for you this morning. I join Minister Tiffany this morning in welcoming you to the Master's Call. Of course, I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And if this is your first time on this call, we are so excited that you took the time to join us this morning, and we invite you to continue to be with us each and every morning, Monday through Friday, here on the Master's Call. Now, of course, if you don't know it, we got two powerful, powerful, anointed and appointed women of God who started this call back in October 2010, and we thank God for them. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Now, I just have to put in your ear that this year our theme is still remaining in 2015. Through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. Amen. We are expecting God to do great and mighty things through us, and we see him doing mighty things. We hear the changes being made and people are receiving Christ and people are getting close and having a relationship with our Lord. So we thank God for this opportunity. Now, our scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So invite your family and friends to join us each and every day and tell them to get on the Master's Call to get their blessing. Now, we do have a website, and you can go and visit it. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And on that site, you can listen to past messages, and you can read the bios. And I tell you, it's so much information, great information that you can get on our website. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, maybe like a greeter, or you have a word in your belly that you want to share. Now, you also may have prayer requests or praise reports. Well, please submit all that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, today is Friday, so we do have a part two of the Master's Call, and this is where you can verbally give your prayer requests and praise reports. So you can remain on the line after the benediction for that portion. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that's assisting millions around the world with their health and as well as their wealth. And that awesome, awesome company is Artist International. Now, it was established back in over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and we are going forward. We are moving forward. We're in phase three, as a matter of fact. And I'm telling you, God has ordained, anointed this company as we allow people to see that we have products that are phenomenal and helping them in their health. Now, to get more information about this company, you could get on a motivational call right after this call, and it is held Monday through Friday right after this call, and it's hosted by our platinum president. We call her the godmother, Dorothy Cook, and a team of great leaders. Now, we do have our brand-new executive vice president of sales and marketing, and his name is Dr. Raphael Spillers, and we are so excited about what God is doing by using him to take this company into another level. Now, I know you are ready to hear a word from the Lord, and I tell you, we're getting ready to do just that. TMC family, this man of God is none other than Pastor Derek Allen, and he's been pastoring over 16 years. He is the senior pastor, president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Now, Pastor Allen is married to Beverly Brasnell, and to their union, they have three wonderful children, and I tell you, God has added on to his family with their spouses and grandchildren, and I tell you, we can't hardly keep up with his family because God is blessing his family in a mighty, mighty way. Now, in May in 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. He went on and furthered his studies in mobilization for evangelism, meeting the Muslim challenge, world mission today, effective communication, Christian leadership, evangelizing the Hindu. This man is on the move. So we thank God for him being a man of God that has the techniques and the talents to go forth around the world to teach and preach the gospel. Pastor Allen has traveled, as I mentioned, to several countries and ministered the world, and he's performed various pastoral duties. And these countries include Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. Vincent, and just to name a few. Pastor Allen is an artist distributor. He is a profound man of God who teaches and preaches the word, as you will hear. He carries the word with such honor and integrity to let the world know that God is real. and he wants the sinner to find his or her way to God by his teaching and through his preaching. And you will hear the passion as he teach and preach God's word. I'm going to get out of the way and let you hear this man of God. He is bold, he's powerful, he's anointed, he's appointed. And we give to you, introduce to you, none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen, are you out there?
Praise the Lord this morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
Oh, well, I give God thanks and praise this morning. Amen. Welcome, welcome to the TMC call. I am grateful to God this morning. As always, thank God for Minister Tiffany and Minister Brenda, or our host, amen, praise God, and founders of the Master's Morning Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, amen, praise God, and Dr. P.K. Roberts. It's truly, truly a delight to be here. Well, I think I'm in the Pacific Standard Time right now. I'm somewhere in California. So I had to wake up like 3 o'clock this morning to make sure that I'm up. I'm not thinking about Eastern Standard Time. Otherwise, I would have been still asleep. But I thank God this morning, amen, for this commitment. As long as I can be on this call, I try to be on, even if I'm not in my local city. But it's great to be with you this morning. And I will be kind of brief today. I say that, but let's see how the Lord do it this morning. I want to speak to us on this Friday. As a matter of fact, today is my wife and I 33rd wedding anniversary on today. Amen. Praise God. But I am here this morning. You are not your own. You are not your own. And that's the theme I want to use this morning, or the topic. You are not your own. And I want to use 1 Corinthians number 6, verse 19, and it says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." And that's the message this morning. And I pray today, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, even as we, oh God, gather together on this call from different parts of the world, different parts of the United States. Father, we thank you that telephone technology has brought us together in a profound way. I am grateful this morning that I can, oh God, embrace this opportunity again to talk to your people. Father God, I pray that this word, this message will be a reminder, oh God, that we are not our own. And God, I will be able, oh God, to break this down for the persons on this call to get it in their spirit this morning. I pray for that special anointing, that anointing that I so frequently pray for to be upon me now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, oh God, for allowing me to speak in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. You are not your own. My objective this morning is to bring to the attention to someone to remind others that you are not your own. Now, as believers, and I know we may have those who are not saved or who are now getting into relationship with God, it doesn't matter. So for believers or non-believers alike, there are times in our lives we need to remind ourselves of this fundamental truth that you are not your own. Let us look at life as a whole. This has happened down through the years in our family. When the families was established, hallelujah, and there is established, let me change that phrase, and there are children in the home, the parent becomes steward, not owners. I want you to take note this morning. It's a teaching, preaching time. We became stewards and not owners. For the mere fact that when our children grow up and they get married, we have to release them. And I pray today that as this will go forth, you may be in that situation right now that you may have a child who is getting married and it is bothering you and it is hurting you and it, you actually want that child to stay home, I want to encourage you, as long as you know that your children, amen, are in the right relationship, as long as you know that what they're doing is the best thing for them and their future, release them, release them. And there are times when you just have a say because they want to be released. And understand what I'm saying this morning, that your children or your child, they are not yours, amen, to keep forever, but, oh God, they are, amen, someone else, and God gave you to be a store to them. And if you have done your job well, you know that your children or your child would be in good hands. Oh, if I had an audience, I would ask for an amen this morning. Hallelujah. There are times you are, amen, when they're in your care, you are responsible to God to bring them up. Bring those children up in the fear and nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. Yes, we are parents, but we are taught unto God. Oh, hear me this morning. In the book of 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2, amen, it said, moreover, it is required in stores that we be found faithful. This goes for whatever God has given to us, whether it be physically or spiritually or materially or spiritual, did I say spiritually, amen, educationally, athletically, amen, and in any area of our lives. Know that we all belong to God. He gives them to you, amen, to be used for his glory, whatever you have. This word today, beloved, is for you to understand that you may have or you may be at this time acquiring material things. Amen. Spiritually, you're growing. Financially, you are positioned. Educationally, you have received a degree. Even as we see, this is our time of graduation and Bible school and college and whatever grade school. But understand that you did not accomplish all of those things just because you were smart, just because of your intellect. Amen. But God is the one who is guiding you. God is the one who has protected you. God is the one who allowed you this morning to receive all of those things. Amen. Hear me this morning. He gave them to us to be used for his glory. Never think it's about you. He can take them away from you. Over the past few years, we have heard of so many great entertainers and icons who have passed on. None of them, amen, praise God, was able to take anything with them. I did a funeral, amen, on this past Tuesday and Wednesday. Amen. I preached in that funeral the word of God. Amen. Praise God. And I went to the graveside and I buried that person. And in the grave, all what we had was a casket. No jewelry on, a nice suit, yes, but praise God, when you understand you may have had, or this man may have had all these things in the world, but when he died and was buried, he took nothing with him. I know you heard the phrase before, we came without anything, and we would leave without anything. Is anybody hearing me on this morning? Praise God. Amen. We don't take anything with us when we leave. Let me just give you a quote from the President Barack Obama in his official transcript. Amen. Relates his said, and I quote, amen, there is a lot of wealthy, successful Americans who agree with me because they want to give something back. They know they didn't look. Amen. Oh, my God. Let me just get this right. They know they didn't look. If you have been successful, you didn't get them on your own. This is the president this morning. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always shocked by people who think, well, amen, it must be because I was just so smart. There is a lot of smart people out there. Amen. Praise God, it must be because I work hard. amen, harder than anyone else. But let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. The president continued in his, and I quote this morning, if you were successful, somebody along the line give you some help. There was a great teacher, amen, somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create, amen, praise God, this unbelieving system, believable system, amen, that we have, amen, that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested, amen, praise God, in roads and bridges. If you got a business, amen, you didn't build that. Somebody else made it happen for you. The internet, amen, praise God, didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the internet, amen, praise God, so that all companies could make money off of it. Are you getting my point this morning? And I end up quote from the President of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama, to understand this morning, I'm telling you, men and women of God, sometimes we really beat our chest and we make the impression that all that I've achieved, I deserve it, and I'm the one who did it. My hard work is my hard effort. Understand this morning that we are stewards of what God has given to us. If I had an audience this morning, I would tell your neighbor that you are not your own. In the Bible, the book of Matthew, chapter number 25, from verse 14, the word of God said, amen, for the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man traveling in a far country, amen, who called his own stores, his servants, and gave to them, amen, his goods to them. And one gave five talents, and to another two, and to another one, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on his journey. Then, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Then he who had received five talents, he went and he traded them and made five other talents. And likewise, he who had received two gained two more also. But he who had received one, praise God, he who had received one, he went, amen, praise God, and he, praise God, he buried the talent that he got after a long time. Amen. Praise God. The word of God say the master came back of those talents. And praise God, this morning he had to, ask them to be accountable for what he gave them. I'm coming to a close this morning. Praise God. We are taught, this is my point this morning, of whatever God has given to us. It may be your business. It may be your education. It may be your money. It may be your gifts. It may be your children. It may be your ministry. It was given to you by God this morning. This is my point to you. So I pray today that God will bless you. I pray today that God will keep you. I turn it back over to our host. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Allen, for letting us know that we are not our own. Praise God. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction after these few announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us this opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. You are our wonderful counselor. You are mighty God. You are El Shaddai. You are our Prince of Peace, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we don't belong to ourselves, Lord God, but we are yours. We are your people who's called by your name. And, Father, we humbly come before you with praise and thanksgiving, asking, first of all, Lord, to wash us with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord, from all unrighteousness. Thanking you, Lord, for giving us grace, giving us peace, giving us mercy, Lord God, to start anew. To start this day, Father God, fresh, focused, firmly keeping our eyes on you, Lord God, realizing that we can look to not to the right nor to the left, but to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And we thank you, Father, that you will direct our paths as we come before you, asking you, Father, to lead us and guide us. We thank you, Father, for this pastor, this great man of God, Pastor Allen. We ask that you bless his going out. bless is coming in. Father God, we thank you that greater is he that is in him than he that is in the world. You made him the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you, Father, that you anointed his hands, his feet, wherever he tread, his hands wherever it touched. Father God, we thank you, Father, that you've given him a double portion of your anointing, Lord God, as he go forth and evangelize the world, Lord God. He's from place to place, city to city, country to country, Lord God, in your holy and righteous name. And we thank you because, Lord God, you have anointed him and appointed him to go forth in a mighty way. And we thank you, Father God, that you're carrying him, Lord God, wherever he goes, and that you're filling him with the double portion of your spirit, Father God. We thank you for blessing his family, blessing his friends, Lord God, his community, his neighborhood, everything, Father, that concerns him. And we give your name the praise and the glory, Father, because you told us whatever we ask, you'll do it in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us, Father, when two or three come together touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. So, Father, these people, your people on this call, we ask that you bless them, that you keep them as they go forth this weekend, Lord God. Wherever you set their hands and their feet to do, Father God, that you give them an anointing like none other, Father God, that you bless whatever their hands touch, that you'll strengthen them, Lord God, and let them know, Father, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And we glorify you, Father, that they're going to go forth in the mighty name of Jesus and realize that he that dwells in us is greater than anything that comes against us. Father God, we thank you for our leaders, our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you, Father, for keeping them in perfect peace, for strengthening them in every area of their lives, Father God. Bless every part of them, Father God, their families, their loved ones, anything that concerns them. We give you glory and we give you honor. We give you praise, Father God, for Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, Father God. We thank you for using this company, this family, Father God, that we can go forth in with this company and let the world know that we have great products, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that you placed on each and every one of us, Father God. And we thank you, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against this company will prosper. Father God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift coming from you. Lord, our God, we thank you for the bereaved families, Lord God. We thank you that you're keeping them, you're comforting them, you're protecting them, you're strengthening them. Lord God, we ask you that you keep those, Father God, that are going through with health challenges and that they'll come to realize, Father, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that the word of truth dwells in them. We speak the word, and that word is they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise you for Dr. Raphael Spiller. We ask that you continue to strengthen him, Father, as he lead this team, this company in these United States of America in a mighty way, Father, and we will go forth as your people that's called by your name. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you're doing, not only from yesterday, today, and the things that are about to come. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise your holy and righteous name because there's none other like our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this message again, and you can do so by going to 712, dialing this number, 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. And then, of course, we're going to remain on the call. If you have your prayer requests and praise reports, please verbally and let us know what we can pray for you. And then afterwards, we have that morning motivational call, which is 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-pound. We thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for seating and greeting the people and giving us that tag this morning, Focus Friday. We will definitely keep our eyes on Jesus. And we thank you, Pastor Allen, for that mighty word that you've given us this morning, that we are not our own. So, man of God, would you come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. We thank God this morning. Again, it's my privilege always to be with you, TMC family. And I pray that God will continue to bless and keep you throughout the rest of this day or the rest of this weekend. May the peace of God be upon you. May God cause his light to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace in Jesus' name. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, man of God, once again. Well, I tell you, TMC family, we are now in part two of our call, and this is where you will give us your praise reports and your prayer requests, and we thank God for each and every one of you for remaining on the line. I will give it over to our co-founder, and that is this powerful woman of God who has taught us, has strengthened us, and has been, I tell you, a faithful woman of God with this call. And we give to you none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Texas. Are you there, Dr. Weatherspoon?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. And thank you, man of God, for that awesome word this morning. I see you way out on the West Coast like our God morning, Miss Tiffany, and I appreciate you getting up early to press on and teach us that you are not your own. Phenomenal word, and you have always been just so consistent and faithful with our TMC family, no matter where you are, and I just want to let you know we greatly appreciate you and definitely appreciate that word, and tell your wife thank you for sharing you this morning. So you can go back and get some shut-eye and some rest and enjoy your time out there on the West Coast. Again, man of God, we thank you. And to our TFC family, we celebrate each and every one of you today and every day. And as Minister Brenda, thank you so much for hosting this call this morning. And Miss Tiffany, bright and early, with company out there in California this morning, thank you for saluting the people of God as they came on the line. Our founder is also on the line, our other co-founder, Dr. PK, want to acknowledge her, is on the line this morning. And we thank God for you allowing us, going on 4.5, almost 5 years, to each and every morning be a part of your morning. Some of you have been so faithful, so consistent, and definitely our TMC prayer warriors, our frontline warriors, you know how much I love each and every one of you. So we want you to hit *6, then 1. And I'll bring you in the queue this morning. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports, this is your time. This is your time to let us know how we can join and lock arms with you in prayer and pray. And if we need to all definitely get our praise on and celebrate with you, we want to know that too. All right, starting with 6003. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Pastor PK and my TMC family. I have dearly missed being on the call with you this morning, but I'm temporarily working a job that I can't get on every morning. So I'm on with, I'm working here with my sister at the daycare, and I'm the cook, and so this is the time that I feed the little baby. But I thank God that we only had a few babies this morning, so I had a few moments to give a shout-out and to give a praise report. I want to thank this family because you have stood with me for many years in prayer over my son, Joseph. And today, April in 2011, one of the security guards had an altercation with my son. And to take it out on my son, they blocked me from visiting him. So I have not been able to see my son since April of 2011. I went home on Wednesday, and there was a letter in the mail. And I opened up the letter, and downtown, the offices downtown, reversed that decision, and as of June 10th, 2015, I am now allowed to visit my child, and I will see him on Tuesday for the first time since 2011, and I am so thankful to God. I am so thankful. And also, I have a prayer request. The reason I'm going to see him on Tuesday and not for his weekend, which I I was so excited about it, but we have a court hearing on Tuesday, and the attorney that took all the money from us and did not represent us has been called into court to present to the court everything that he did on my son's behalf. He was already suspended to present documents showing what he did to represent us, and he failed to do that. So now we have a court hearing on Tuesday. So what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good, and he's going to have to be made to get the back step forward. Thank you. I pray for all of your prayers. I look forward to seeing you all again. Praise the Lord. God is good, and this is good.
All righty. Well, it is so good to hear your voice again. And I know your sister appreciates you helping out with the little ones this morning, and we've got down both of those prayer requests and praise reports. We're going to head out to the north side of Houston, Texas. I heard that the procedure went well, and you're feeling better and doing better. Good morning to our beloved Platinum President, Martha Marie Preston. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning out there. Hey, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, and to my artist family out there, all my the prayer warriors, I thank God for the word this morning. It was right on time, and yes, I did. My procedure went well. I said I had a praise, and I got to get it out. I got a praise. Yeah, everything came out well, and my shoulder, I mean, they took that fist out, and I'm doing great. So I just want to thank y'all for your prayers. And then we went in the last week. I want to thank y'all for that because, I mean, it was awesome. The women's was glad to see us again and did what we asked them all to do. And we just had a good time in the Lord. So I just want to say everything is going good. Thank God for y'all. Thank God for everybody. And, Lord, thank you. I'm happy. I'm happy I got this off my shoulder. It's a done deal and everything came out well. The sis was just a sis. That was it. Okay?
Amen.
You know, I was calling and checking when I didn't hear from you. I said, let me call her road dog and see what's going on. And, she let me know everything went well. So we just.
Yes, it is.
And I'm so glad the prison trip went well. And I know there were many seeds planted in the hearts of those ladies.
Well, yeah, the warden say the ground shook when we were there. It was that good. The ground shook. He said, y'all welcome anytime. So the women was excited. We had a good time in the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we got you covered anytime.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. All righty. Are there any more prayer requests? This is your time. We have our time on our TMC team. We get together on Tuesdays, but this is your time, and we want to hear from you because it is our assignment to lift you up in prayer and bombard heaven. Glad to hear these powerful praise reports. If we don't hear any others, we will go on and go to the Lord in prayer, but I always want to make sure on Friday, since we started this call back in October, can you believe it? In 2010, Fridays have always been a dedicated day to hear your prayer requests and, again, also celebrate with your praise reports. All right. Well, we'll go to the Lord. Father God, I just thank you for this Focus Friday, as Minister Tiffany said. Thank you that we're firmly on course until we are successful in you. So I thank you, Daddy God, for all of these, your beautiful people of God who called in this morning from coast to coast, from north to south, east to west. We thank you for your mouthpiece who came with a powerful message in the person of Dr. I'm calling him Dr. I'm speaking it prophetically. Pastor Derek Allen. Father, I thank you and so humbled by his diligence, even way out in California. No excuses, no putting us off. He made the time and got up to deliver a powerful word. Now I speak virtue back into his body, rest into his heart and body in a special time with him and his wife, traveling mercies as they're out there on the West Coast. Daddy God, we just thank you for him being so diligent all these years on this call and even bringing other speakers to speak into our heart.
We thank you for this man of God now in his life. Give him back even 100-fold with his family, his ministry, his artist business, for all that he has done so freely for us. Father God, we thank you for hearing Miss Jackie this morning. We thank you as she has been working alongside with her sister at the daycare. Let her hands be your hands extended as she touches, holds, and speaks words of life and purpose and destiny into those little babies. And Father, we thank you for the breakthrough. We've often lifted up and prayed for Joseph, as we always pray for Malachi, and we just thank you for the breakthrough, the reversal. You said what the devil has meant for bad, you were going to turn it around for your glory and their good. So we thank you for the reunion and many more. But Father, we thank you for the ultimate release, even of her son Joseph. And we thank you that he will be so encouraged by seeing his mother after all these years, as her heart will be encouraged by seeing him. That we ask for your divine intervention in that courtroom with the hearing. Father, restitution for the time, the finances, the peace that have been lost because of these actions of this attorney. We thank you that you're moving. We're learning to wait on you and trust in you, and you redeem the time, as you said in Ephesians 5:16. We put you in remembrance of your word, Daddy God. So we thank you for the Jehovah Nisi, the triumphant victory that shall prevail in this situation. We thank you for Jackie, traveling mercies even as she goes to visit her son and her family, that they be edified as you, God, through it all, are being glorified. And Father, we thank you for our dearest Martha Marie Preston. I thank you that the surgery went well. I thank you that the cyst was removed and all is well. Thank you even for the healing virtue balm of Gilead that we send to her body right now. I thank you, Father, that you showed up and showed out in that prison trip. You said when I was in prison, in Matthew 25, that you come and see about me. And I thank you for this yielded vessel of the elite ladies of expression who are obedient and submitted to your word. And then they came and ministered to those women who may be incarcerated in body but free in spirit. And many hearts were encouraged, many rededications and commitments to you, and to let their light so shine, and repentance and an utmost deliverance took place. Now I speak virtue back to Marie and to all those ladies. No spirits of backlash or retaliation to come toward them for just plowing up the fallow ground in that prison. So, Father, we just speak your blessings. And we thank you, God, as we lift up even the team this weekend that will be at the George Brown Convention Center in Houston for the Black Expo. Bless them. Bless the works of their hands. Bless their businesses as they've tirelessly planned for this event and to expose artists, to artist the world as people come in, order their steps, let the favor of God be upon them, and they're going in and they're coming out. And in every business meeting, every showcase, every Super Saturday that ever goes on this weekend, the glory of God continue to be on our beloved artists. Father, we thank you as we have already lifted up and continue to lift up our new Executive Vice President of International Sales and Marketing, Dr. Raphael Nicholas Spiller. We lift up Dr. Teresa and their family, and we just continue to speak strength to his body. We thank you that he has truly been a fresh wind, a God idea that has been brought to this company. Continue to keep the blood hedge of protection around him. And Father, you've just touched my heart to continue to pray for his church as he has been on the road so for Artists International. We just, as intercessors, call out his name, that he be blessed going in, blessed coming out, and that the works of his hands, the works that he has set in place for this company, we shall see good fruit, great fruit that shall remain according to your word in John 15. So we thank you for every listener on this line, the spoken prayer request and the unspoken prayer request. Daddy God, you know. You know what we need to keep us focused on the prize of the high calling. You know what we need to keep us focused, firm, and faithful to the assignments that you've given us even this day. So we thank you that our steps are ordered by you. We thank you for downloading the strategies from heaven. We thank you for surrounding us with that blood hedge of protection. Keep the blood of Jesus on the doorposts of our hearts, of our homes, of our businesses, of our going in and our coming out. And as we leave this call and go out this weekend, we thank you that we're full of faith. We're focused on fire for you. And we will be your mouthpieces with a message, your ministers in the marketplace, giving you and you alone all the glory and all the honor until we come together again. We decree and declare the victory of Christ in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Much love to each and every one of you. I'm sure there's some of you all on the morning motivational call, and to all the rest, have a blessed, focused, faithful, and fruitful weekend. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.